Beis Tfila, Tavshin Ein Vav. This will be our Shavuos Shir. And we're going to choose a happy topic called Simcha. Is it Din Deraisa? Perhaps. And Tzveino Geetz, Mamash Achiyuv. The Torah says in Parshas Re'ei, V'somachta b'chagecha, atal v'onecha, v'itcha, v'abdecha, v'amosecha, v'alevi, v'ager, v'yosem, v'almona, asher b'sharecha. Should be happy. V'somachta b'chagecha, you, your son, your daughter, your slave, your maid, the levi, the ger, the yosem, the almona. B'zman Beis HaMikdash, that meant, as the Gemara says in Psachim, and Simcha Lebabasa, you have to bring your shlomim, the special shalmei simcha you have to bring. As the Rambam passes the Chagiga, Hilchos Chagiga Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. The Gemara in Psachim says, Kuftes, V'achshav she'en Beis HaMikdash kayom, en Simcha Elo B'yayim. Shneema V'yayin yisamach levav enosh. Tosfos in Moed Katan Yud Aleph Amud Beis says Tosfos that since nowadays we don't have korban, we can't bring korban simcha, therefore chiyuv simcha is drabbanon. That's Shitas HaTosfos. But the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, we see that's not the case. Because even when you bring korban simcha, you still have the din of being sameach your wife and your children. The Mishnah says in Sukkah, halulav v'arov v'shisha v'shiva haharel v'asimcha shmoina. Simcha in Sukkah is 8 days. Ask the Ran, how can you count simcha 8 days? If Shabbos falls on the first day Yom Tov, you can't bring your Shalmei Simcha. So how do you claim Simcha? So it's about you claim other things, the rest of the other types of other forms. So you see that the other forms of Simcha, not just the Shlomi. The Halacha LeMaisa, the Mishnah Berurah passage brings the Shagas Aryeh, that Simcha is the Raisa. Not like the Tosfos, the Simcha, even if you don't have a Korban, is the Raisa. In what way? Noshim, you mesameach with big day tzivonim. There's a chiyuv. These are chiyuv in the raisa. This is the halacha. Chiyuv the raisa. You mesameach your wife with big day tzivonim, buy new clothes for Yom Tov. Sameach the children with kroyos and egozim. And for men, it's en simcha elo b'yayin. Ben simcha elo b'basa. So for men, it's a chiyuv d'oraisa to have wine on Yom Tov. So how much wine are we supposed to have? What's the answer? Revis. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph discussing Kiddush, explaining Kiddush, why Kiddush is ala Yain, because the Yain is Me'orei Lev Adam, it arouses people. And he says, well, that's why you have to have Revis, because less than Revis, it's not Me'orei the Lev. So in the Sefer Shalmei Toida, says this, surely by Yom Tov must be the same thing. The idea of the wine is to arise simcha. So less than reviews is nothing to talk about. Avnissim Karelitz in the Sefer Chut HaShoni, he argues, he says, we don't find any shiur of wine. It doesn't say how much you're supposed to drink. Therefore, there's no shiur. He says this askus with the wine is a maisa simcha. Just having wine around and giving out even little shots, little glasses of wine, it's a pu'ula of simcha. At weddings, people, sometimes the bala simcha will walk around and pour mashke to people. How much is he giving? He's not giving revis. What's he doing? It's a pu'ula of simcha. See, that was simcha. Okay? It's the pu'ula of simcha. So therefore, it's not totally on kama. Okay. But we have to be careful. The Rambam in Hilchos Yom the Perek Vav Halacha Chof Paskin Shulchan Aruch Tov Kuf Chof Tesi Gimel Kesha'od Amoichel V'Shoisev V'Sameach Baregel Lo Yim Shoich B'Yayin B'Shoich V'Karus Rosh. Being happy in Yom Tov doesn't mean Shoich in Karus Rosh, and it doesn't mean getting drunk. Why? Shashichrus V'Shoich Harbe V'Karus Rosh is not Simcha. It's hoilulus v'sichlus. V'lo yinstavinu al hoilulus v'sichlus el ha-simcha shesh ba'avoidas yoytzer koil. The simcha has to be a happiness that of avoidas Hashem. Shenema, tachas eshelo evadot os Hashem eloi kecho v'simcha v'tub leivo. Avoid of avadot os Hashem eloi kecho. V'i efshar avoidas Hashem lo yimitoch schoik, lo yimitoch kalos roish, lo yimitoch shichrus. Wine doesn't mean getting drunk. It's the hepech. Simcha. But not getting drunk. And not doing crazy things and going wild. That's choyk v'karos resh. That's not simcha sachar. Question. Your child's been naughty. He deserves a slap. A punishment. Magia lo. He's going to be very sad. Are you allowed to punish your child in Yom Tov? Good old days. Take out the belt. Oh! I might get arrested for saying this. That's how it was in my time. Real stuff. No? So on Yom Tov, this is dinderais of a samachta tov v'chagecho. Atovincha. You have to make your children happy. So, can I punish my child? Yes? What? I can't hear you. Chinuch. Say that, I have simcha deraisa. Okay, maybe. I have simcha. He'll be very much for simcha. What do you say? Oh, you probably know the Germans. Ah, they probably did it well. No time. Sorry?
So you can't do anything to a child, right?
No, but what does the Torah say? Can we punish a child?
It's a mild punishment.
But if he needs a big one. But I'm asking him, Yom Tov. For chinuch he needs it, but what about Yom Tov? He's supposed to be happy. Yes?
I can only imagine that the child, I mean, it depends what he did, but that if it's called for to punish him, then that's going to override, it's going to override any of the simcha.
Why?
First of all, it's the rest of the day.
Is simcha just a one-time thing? Once a day could be, I can do five minutes, is enough?
We never find that, like, okay, simcha's going to override some other appeal. There are other people too that are coming to punish. It would seem that it depends what he did, but if it's called for to punish him, then that's also part of the
thing. It's not, is it din deraisa? Whatever it is, this is a din deraisa of simcha. What happened to Simcha though? He's going to be very upset. The child will be very, very sad. He won't be sad. It's not worth punishing him. You got to do well. Teach him a lesson. What?
Matthew said he has to go to Davin. He's supposed to go to Davin.
Force him to go to Davin.
Let's see, well, it makes him a Simcha if he doesn't go to school.
I would think you would try to minimize it on Yom Tov. I remember also seeing one time, I think in Talmud Devarah, he talks about Shabbos. There's not even a Yom Simcha, but he says it's not a din like that. The day that the din is so late, so we want to be acting in that type of way.
Okay, but what happens if he needs it? He
he needs it, then he needs it.
But what to Simcha though?
What's called needing him?
He did something really bad, really naughty.
Wait, it's too late.
That's the din. The kitzur, you're paskening, you can't give punishments on Yom Tov. You have to wait till after Chag. By Chutzah, it's 2 days, and by Sukkot it's 8 days later. It was naughty in the first day's Sukkot. Simcha continues till Isru Chag. By Chutzah it's 9 days. It's 9 days.
Oh, we already did already.
Right.
Pesach,
the same thing. Will be 8 days. The Chutzah. Yeah, the same Simcha for all the Amin Tovim.
You're saying 2 weeks.
I'm just speaking out what you said. According to your Pesach, that you have to wait till after Yom Tov. It could be 9 days later. In Chutzah. Punish him. What about Simcha? Says I'm missing karedits. We just saw not every Simcha is called Simcha. A Simcha of Hoylus is not called Simcha. It has to be Simcha of Avodas Hashem. If this child is in a matzav, he did something that warrants, he needs to be taught a lesson, then it's not one called, that's the Simcha he needs. To let him go will be a Simcha of Hoylus because he's just going wild. So, this Simcha doesn't get in the way. He'll be upset. But to let him go, it won't be called a Simcha. It'll be a Simcha of Hefka. What? Okay, but it'll still be, it's the same thing. Because it'll still be upset. So therefore, since I'm missing, you can, if it's necessary, of course, you can punish the child, because otherwise it's not a Simcha mitzvah. It has to be a simple avodas Hashem. This guy, this child, going has to be put in his place.
You guys, because you're punishing him, and he's upset. And you're getting upset.
We can't get upset. We have no head to get upset.
Please let me go. Please give me.
Okay, so we have to stay calm. We have to do what's right and stay calm. Now, besides Simcha and Teiling, the Shomim, if you don't have, unfortunately, and therefore, and Simcha LeBayayin, we do Yayin, Basar as well, Basar is also passing the Galocha, Basar is also a, not a Chiyuv, but a Mitzvah. Basar Chulin is a Mitzvah, not a Chiyuv. It's a Mitzvah. Yain is a chiyuv. Comes along the Rambam and passes in Shulchan Aruch and comes with a very, very, very serious standard. And about the following, the Goyin says, the hardest mitzvah in the Torah. Okay, you ready? What does the Rambam say we should do? The hardest mitzvah in the Torah. So the Rambam, the Shiva Simei Pesach, the Shmoyne Simei Chag, Im Shai Yomim Tovim, Chayov Odom Liyos Bem Sameach V'Tuv Lev. Hu Uvono V'Kol Nilvim Olov Shenema V'Samachta B'Chagecho. The Rambam learns the pasuk to be Kepshutai. It means Sameach V'Tuv Lev. What does that mean? It says. Said Achroinim, Sufriden, Freilach. To be happy, serene. No getting angry. Not getting upset. not with the kids, not with your wife. Be happy 24/7. And a Sukkos 24/8. Everything else is you drink wine once a day. Basar once a day. But this is 24/7. You're getting upset, you heard some sad news, your business fell apart. You gotta be Masiach Daitoy and be happy. The Kohen said it's the hardest mitzvah in the Torah. But this is faster than Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. No, spedim. Alright? Rav Reuven Benges said, Kol Shulchametz on Pesach is Rabbonon. Kol Shuvatzvus is the rice. A chometz kol shu is the Issa Drabbana. Atzvus kol shu on Yom Tov is the Issa Drais. Next. The Rambam writes, Kishu oichel v'shoise chayev lachil ager v'la yosayim. You have to, as we saw in the pasuk, "Vager v'almana shebesharecha." You got to feed the almana and other poor umrolim. That's umrolim. Unfortunate anim. Ave mishe noyel dal sechatzera. Whoever locks the gate, it's my family time. Excuse me. Family time. Locks the gate. He has a Yom Tov meal. To poor people, or people are more in nefesh. They may be very well to do, but they're more in nefesh. The unfortunate people, they're sad. Ein ze simchas mitzvah ela simchas kreisai. It's not a prata to sefes. Your whole simcha is not a mitzvah. Not a simcha. It's simcha's crazy, it's not simcha's mitzvah. The simcha is a ukolo in lehem. It's a bushel. Again, it's passing Shulchan Aruch. Everything I'm saying is all passing the halacha. I'm not saying it's a midah de chasidus. Therefore, the Torah is teaching us what is simcha. Simcha is not just your family time. It's to share the simcha with other less fortunate people. That is simcha sachag. If you lock your gate, shnishkan simcha sachag. The simcha's kreisai. Now, could be, you don't know, you don't have the abilities to, you don't know people. So, give to the local, your kupa should stock your money. So they know to give. Who to give the where the name are and the Mori Nefesh. If you know someone, this is the way it's supposed to be. It's in the Torah itself. Samachta tobachato bincha vageva monashab sharecha. Chazal tell us, Atam Samech is Shili and Imasamech Shelcha. You make my ones happy with the girl, the Yosem Valmono, I'll make your family happy. Goes hand in hand, the chesed and the simcha go hand in hand. Says the Torah in the end of Simcha Tov Kuf Chof Tes, he describes to us what the simcha is supposed to be like. Midas HaChasidim Be'ez Simchosom as Yoise v'Yoise Meshapchim u'Mevorchim la'Kodesh Baruch Hu Asher Simchom. The more they in the meal, the more the Simcha, the more praising HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And a person should tell himself Be'ez Simchosom v'Anosei. אם כך הוא השמחה בואי למעשה אשו הבל וואו the cheesecake wow the wine if you can reach such a level of simcha in this world of hevel im kein matia simcha soilom habo hatmidit she'en achre tugo the make a kal v'choymer if you can such a know in this world think what's going to happen in the world to come just imagine what simcha will be over there and therefore what's going to happen v'yispar el HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'yatze levovoi and this will lead to such a yearn and desire your daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should be zoicha to increase the mitzvahs that I should get to that level of Olam Habo. We have a problem about this. Why? Because it's hard for us to have something unique and special for Yom Tov. There should be such a wow. Can you imagine the Aniyim back then didn't have all the luxuries we have. So Yom Tov they would have a beautiful Yom Tov meal. It'd be a wow. They'd be so excited that look at the Anoy you could have in this world. We have ice cream during the week. We have Coke. It's hard to find something special. How do you distinguish between a Yom Tov meal and a weekday meal? It's Kimat HaTolavah. So we have a hard time with this one. But Be'etzem, Yom Tov meal should be so special. The special meat and special wine and special everything that you can make that Kal V'Chaymel. Look at the Hanoi you can have in this world. Unbelievable. And then take that up to the next world. So just imagine the Hanoi we'll have in the world to come. As a result, the end of Tov Kuf Chof Tes. Rabotai, Ad Kan was Chelek Aleph. This is the first half part of the Shir. I can't see the new bimah. It covers the clocks. I can't see the time. So if I go too long, you'll stop me. Ad Kan was Chelek Aleph, Mitzvah V'Samachta B'Chagecha. The Gemara Psachim we mentioned before. Asa Stira. One pasuk says, "Atzeres tiyeh lachem." The other pasuk says, "Atzeres tiyeh l'Hashem elokecha." What's the resolution? Chelkeu, half, half. And that's how the Rambam paskins brought down in Mishneh Berurah. And the Rambam teaches us how to do this. So, what's the Rambam? Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Vav, Halacha Yutes. So don't eat all day. This is what he recommends. Yom Tov get up early to the Beis Medrash or mispalalim the Koyin Batoira. After the davening, choizim lebateim voichlim. After you finish eating, voichlim lebateim midrashos. You go back to the Beis Medrash. The koyrim v'shoinim at chetzi ayon till midday, or mispalalim tefilas mincha. It's the only time you dav mincha gdoila. The Rambam is against mincha gdoila. Only in Yom Tov says you dav mincha gdoila. V'choizim lebateim lechol v'lishto is shar hayoyim ad alayla. Ata shomea. Again, Yom Tov you get up early, daven. Go home to eat. It just shouldn't be fasting. You have to start a kiddush, small meal. Go back and learn. Till mincha gdoila. Sorry? Oh, so we're discussing a regular Yom Tov. Without Shavuos night. This is a regular Yom Tov. And then, from mincha gdoila till the evening, you eat and you drink. We're discussing the rices over here. Of Lachem. Aboisai. We all mahada on our Esrog. We mahada about our matzah. We have Shem and Zayis for our Hanukkah. Where are we in the picture? Why don't we eat and drink from Minchas Torah non-stop till the evening? Where are we? Makara. Any volunteers? What, should we try it out? From Minchas Torah. You have about 6 or 7 hours. Eat and drink. What? True. It's brought down in Mishnah Berurah.
I understand. There's no Achilagasa. Achilagasa is also,
right? Yeah. So, real, me and you, we need to go on a course. We need to take a course. How to do it. I mean, for me, an hour, 2 hours is just great. 3 hours is really pushing it. After 3 hours, getting out of here, I'm running away. Let's pick. So obviously, we don't know, we're lacking. We don't have to do these things. But there's a way of doing it. What was Ahasuerus doing? 180 days. Don't know how to do it. Rabbi, you'll teach us? Huh? And don't forget, no shichrus, you're not getting drunk. And you see, you obviously not having a chila gaso. Did they give out food? On Shavuos or
no,
Shabbos.
Same idea.
Uh-huh. But no, without going wild part.
Yeah. They drink a lot.
So we need to ask ourselves some questions. When Chetzi El Hashem, Chetzi El Lachem, is it Bedavka or Labdavka? Does it mean just incorporating your day some part of Hashem, some part of Lachem? Or it's B'davka half-half? Chazal said Chetzio, Chalkehu, Chetzio Rabbeis Medrash, Chetzio Lachem. Does it mean Davka? Or just make sure you have both parts? Primi Godim says, Lav Davka. Primi Godim Eishman Beis says, Lav Davka. Main thing, you have to, some part of your day must be Lachem. Some part of the day is Lashem. But even, he says, but in Da'at HaRambam Nishtazay. The Rambam, he says, Chetzi Chetzi. Why? Because you see, the Rambam builds the whole Til Milchik Doilo. The Rishon Netzion, the Maseches Beitza, that's the Or Chaim, says, why is it Milchik Doilo? You go home after the shul, you eat, come back, then you stay for Milchik Doilo, what's going on? Says they're eating not midin simchas hachag, midin not as a fast, and connected they lost time from Hashem, they add on minchas doyla. It's connected because really it's 50% Hashem, 50% Lachem. You lost a bit of Hashem in the morning, you add it on by minchas doyla, which is after chatzos. See, it's bedafka chetzi chetzi. That's what Mishnah Berurah brings down.
True, 100%.
We sleep. Now, so a person, that's a regular Yom Tov. Got up, davened, had his meal. Again, the Rambam. You had your meal. You daven minchas doyla. You had your meal. After 2 hours, maspik. Now you want to go and learn the Beis Medrash. Are you allowed to go? Is it mutter or zotzin? Chetzi lachem. You already mekayim Hashem. You learned in the morning. You daven. And now you've had your 2 hour meal. Speak. Adkan. Yeah? Not Pirim Gadim, right? Are you allowed to go on?
You enjoy
by joining what? Ah! Oh! So, you suggest for a person's the level of enjoying Nanim Tayo. It's Mamash Lochem. So, if he says, Kaim Lochem. And you Omer Kacha. Rav Nissim writes that the dancing on Simcha Soro is that Lashem or is that Lochem? Dancing on Simcha Soro is that Lashem or is that Lochem? So it's Lashem, it's not Lochem. Stop for Yom Tov, you something else. B'zeis Tibuchinu. I give a Daf Yom Yishir. How do you know if you love Torah or not? When some dapim are short, if long toises, the daf comes short. Some dapim are long. On a short daf, when there's a huge toises and there's a short daf, are you happy or are you sad? Are you sad the shiz short or are you happy? How do you know if you love tefillah? I'll tell you very simple. When there's on a bahab, you have a huge tachanun, bislichas, and oi! There's a bad risk, came to shul. The bad simchas came to shul. And they're gonna cut the tachanun. Are you sad? So if we're not that level, we're not the level that we're sad that the simchan is no long tachanun. We're not the level that we're upset if there's a long thesis and the daf was short. So it's schwer to sorgen that learning is lachem. It's lachem. It's an old Torah. It's omala Torah. Fine. So you're holding by chatzos, you had did the Rambam. You dav min chadoy, you're having your meal. You're supposed to be eating and drinking at chashecha. Maspik. You had, after 2 hours, you're done. You can't eat anymore. Are you allowed to go and learn? What am I driving at? Are there other forms of lachem? If there are, it's a chiyuv deraisa. A chiyuv. Can't be a tzaddik.
Okay.
The din Torah, chetzi lachem, chetzi lachem. Chalkeu! Chetzi Lashem, Chetzi Lachem. If a person knows how to eat and drink for 6 hours, so you can't cut it short. You've got to do it. That's your Simchas Chag. Unless your level of the Torah is Lashem, is Lachem. I don't think we're that level. We do it, but it's Lashem, so you can't say it's Lachem. So the question is, are there any other forms of lachem? I.e. the tile, basketball, chess? Are these also entailed in lachem? And if they are, then you mechuyev to. If they're not, they're not. Minhag HaOlam is people to go back to Beis Medrash. It's only because we don't know how to do this eating, drinking for so many hours. The kids, I found one thing. The Ramo. The Ramo in Tovkuf Yudches says, Mutter Lishoik Bekadur Afil Rosh Hashanah Afagav She'enu Elo Tiwul Ba'alma. You can play ball. You can play ball in Yom Tov. What's the problem in playing ball? Because if you come in Moti Arba Amos, doing a Yitzor, Shusarabim, the ball goes in the Rosh Rabin, doing it so. Says the Mishnah Berurah, to mutar to be chartil the simchas yomtov. Start with simchas yomtov, because the din is even shleilet hut melachas hut to shleilet tzarech. It's only with tzarech yomtov. So you have to play pool because mitzvah yomtov. For a shal kotav, the brings the marshal. Dover teimu ulatir boy. Then it's all a yom klal. El eschol she yirodim. Banach lehem, the kids, they're playing ball. Aber gdolim. She nogu ke minag raul. This is a minag raul for grown-ups to be playing ball. On Yom Tov. Then it's a simcha v'tiru. El eschichas yirodim v'kalos roish. That's the marshal. The Ramo. Didn't speak against this. This lechura is a fundamental machlekas. What is entailed in Simchas Yom Tov? We find Simchas Yom Tov in Bosor, in Yain, Big Day Tzivonim for the ladies, Egoizim for the kids, the Tayos Atinoik, we find Tiyu. We find a Yom Tov that is a special shemrim in the Pardesim, but Tznius, Mishmeres Tznius was activated in Yom Tov to make sure there's no Yichud, no Averis happening in the Pardes. Men and women being together. The Mataya in Yom Tov. Apparently, it's also part of Simchas Yom Tov. Playing ball is ready. The Mashal says it's not Simchas Yom Tov. It's Choyk. Kalos Roish. Perhaps more thinks it is. Bekitza, all of Yadenu, let's wrap up. Just one more point before I wrap up. What about Shavuos? Shavuos, we're definitely alright. We learn all night. Sfarim say that the Chetzir Hashem, Chetzir Hashem, are dinim by day. The night isn't part of the Cheshbon. Where it's brought down Rambam from the morning, doesn't work out the night. Ken Zayin, looking at Shari Tshuva, there's no Chiyuv Simcha at night. The Gemara says, Ach. We exclude Leil Yom Tov from Simcha. Ein Shal Tshuva. Is that mean the Gamri? Or just from Korbanos? Night is a different Cheshbon. So what this Rabbi Tzai could potentially be a Shavuos tragedy. You have someone who learns all night, feels gevaldik. He bekoishi daven shachris kamadubar. His Shabbos is his shachris. Is 50% asleep and 50% semi-conscious. That's a shachar. So he does a chetzi chetzi of Hashem and Lachem over there. First part of Hashem, first third, and two thirds is asleep. Giras Rus is Lachem. He's out. Giras Atar out. Okay. Then what happens? He goes home. He has something to eat, makes kiddush, and then he hits the bed. Ah, geschmack. Hits the bed for hours. Gets up, hours later, jet lagged. Then he starts bumming around, shavuos, cheesecakes. Then he has to have a Yom Tov meal, tutzach maisim, atil hin, atil her. It could be he wasn't mekayim as din the rights of Hashem. He thinks he learned all night as ma. You have a chiyuv d'oraisa, but Hashem has to be half-half. So you have to make sure that when you combine your davening with your learning, it's 50% of the day. And what you learned at night, very nice, beautiful, but that can't take into account. That's what some Svarim say. I didn't see anyone arguing. As I saw in the Sefer, Shalmei Toito. All of Yadeinu. Okay, then we're going to wrap up. Nidereisa, there's a chiyuv simcha. V'samachta b'chagecha, there's a chiyuv simcha. What does that entail? B'yameinu, chiyuv, gomo to drink wine. Chiyuv to mesamech your wife, buy a big day tzivoynim. Dindereisa. Chiyuv to mesamech the kids. Chiyuv to be happy and content, freilach, the whole day from beginning to end. Chiyuv. Chiyuv to mesamech danim. Chiyuv, don't get drunk, no hoyulus, karos resh. Has a simcha of avodas Hashem. Chiyuv of chetzel Hashem, chetzel lachem. These things are chiyuv. Shvi zeicha, it's indeed, mekayim all these mitzvahs besimcha. And we should be able to elevate ourselves and be like what the Torah says and make a kal v'chomer. If we can have such a beautiful simcha in this world, kal v'chomer in the world to come, and we should break out in tefillah, that Hashem should be zaka us, we should be able to do his ratzon and be nene, enjoy our mitzvahs, enjoy our Torah, enjoy our cheesecakes. We're happy, we have tariag opportunities, we're happy, we want them, we like them, we enjoy them, we love them. And to have a wonderful year, to be able to learn the simcha, to avo, and the same with the bein lohavin lohaskil lishmoya lilmoy the lamed lishma v'lasois v'oy neinu v'soyra secho. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov.